You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into the show. Hour three, going strong.
Are we complete now? For the meantime, we complete. We got our boy up in here with us now.
Voltron, unite. Plex, what's going on,
yo,
man?
Yo, what's up? What's going on?
Ah, man, we're just happy to hear the Stretch Armstrong of the Super Friends team, man.
You know how it is. Hey, man, I'm happy to be on here, guys. I miss y'all, man. Voltron unites, baby.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show. That's Plexico Burrs, TJ Hushmanzada. I'm LeVar Arrington. Dan Patrick, the legend, the GOAT, he's taking the day off. The Danettes are taking the same. They're getting some R&R. We're going to handle this last hour like some pros and get in and get out. That's what we're doing. Shots to Perfect, my man Gav, in the back. They handling the duties, making sure we sound good, we feel good, and we're presenting good. It's been an interesting show, Stretch. And right now, where we're at right now, we're talking about the way things have kind of unfolded with this social media situation that Bronny James has once again found himself in the crosshairs of. Do you think his mom and father, obviously LeBron, the LeBron James and Savannah James, do you feel as though they've handled this the right way in terms of trying to protect their son?
Hey, man, as far as handling a Bronny James, you know, I heard TJ say earlier that, you know, those are his parents. So a parent is going to do whatever they can possibly do to protect their child. But when you talk about preparing a Bronny James versus a normal child, versus a normal kid.
Which is a big question here.
Yeah, it would never be able to happen.
Right.
Because look at what LeBron has done and where he has been as far as a celebrity standpoint and being a basketball player. You know, he set the bar. You know what? There is no bar. The bar is gone. The bar has been
obliterated. Right.
Obliterated.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you look at a situation like, how do you prepare your son at 16 years old, a Bronny James? He's playing high school basketball on national television, like what, every week. How do you prepare him for playing basketball on national television? Those are things that we didn't have to deal with because we didn't live in this world of media and Instagram and all these different things. And you know how this internet world is. How do you think that those kids are going to play and prepare to play against him? They're going to try to do everything that they possibly can to destroy him and to try to make him look bad with the memes and all these different things. So you can't really prepare him for what's going on in the social media, because when he goes out and he performs against these kids, man, they're going to try to do everything that they possibly can to make him look bad. And there's really nothing. You can't discipline him or try to prepare him like a normal kid, because his life is never going to be normal just because of who his father is.
Right. Okay, but now let me ask y'all this. Let me pose this question to both of you guys. And knowing that he's never going to get that fair opportunity, some would say that's the price that goes with the fame and fortune that you have the luxury of having with having a LeBron James as your father. Others would say, wouldn't you assume that you have to guide your kids to stay out of the crosshairs, not to expose yourself in ways where you can unnecessarily be targeted? Like,
he's a kid.
Okay, but again, is he allowed to be a kid that's a normal kid? How does that work?
You want him to be as normal as possible.
In a not normal situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's LeBron James' son. You're not going to be normal. That's just what it is.
Right.
But you want him, like, he's going to be on social media. He's going to do things he shouldn't, because he's a child and he will learn from it. That's just an evolution of becoming a young man, a child, a young man to a full-grown adult. You make some mistakes along the way, and hopefully you have parents that can help you out along the way. But he will never be a normal child because his father is LeBron James. It's very simple.
Right. Hey, listen, He can make some mistakes, but the scrutiny that he's going to receive from making those mistakes is not normal to a regular 16-year-old. You may never hear about those mistakes that those kids make, but when he makes those mistakes at 16, being a son of LeBron James,
and is it a mistake?
Everybody's going to hear about it before they can even try to prepare him for what is about to come.
Is it a mistake? That's a question. Is what Bronny James did a mistake? What he did?
No,
it's not a mistake.
You like a picture?
Kid.
Hey, even if he liked the picture because of the way she looked, that's not a mistake. He's a young man, and he might have saw something that he found attractive, and she can be older, and he liked the picture. So what? Hey, that's what it is.
I hope he likes the picture. Kudos to the young man.
Right.
Kudos to him, but liking a picture at 16, he's been a 16-year-old child, but people are looking at him like, you know what, his dad is LeBron James, so he's not supposed to be conducting himself as such. But you have to let him be a child, but he's not a child in the eyes of society. And that's the unfortunate thing about this whole situation, is that he would never know what it feels like to be a normal 16-year-old.
It's a beautiful thing that we are taking some amazing reps with the vacation time of Dan Patrick and the Danettes. If you like what you're hearing, you can actually tune in on Saturdays. We come on from 9 to noon or 3 to 5, where you're at on the East Coast. It's called Up on Game. This is actually the cast of another show on Fox Sports Radio. So if you're enjoying this, tune in, tell a friend, go subscribe to the podcast. You know, it's pretty cool. Okay, so after that shameless plug, getting back to the business at hand, I agree. I do not think that it was a mistake on Bronny's part, on his behalf. I also agree that children, young people, young adults, teenagers should have the ability to develop and grow and learn. But I also understand how dangerous this world is. And as famous as one's parents may be, as famous as your siblings may be, whatever the situation may call for, you have to be able to adapt and to adjust to what the given scenarios and conditions are that surround you and your family. That's just, for me, I'm more of a guy that I get concerned. Like, I have concerns, and I want to shield my kids. Even if that means they don't get some of the luxuries that Bronny receives and our children receive being our kids, are different luxuries than what regular, civilian children are able to have. All right?
So different, you're using the word different?
Different. It's different.
I mean, come on, man.
It's definitely different. Bro.
That's not the correct word.
It is the correct word. It is different because the things that your kids are exposed to, like I'll give you a great example, all right? My kids were doing, they were in school, and the teacher is talking about something that had to do with Barack Obama and Barack this and he's this and he's that, and everybody in the class is listening. And my daughter says to him, that's not true. That's not really how he presents himself.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher says to her,
you
need to be quiet and you need to listen to what I'm saying, because that is the lesson. That's the lesson plan. And she said, that just wasn't how it was when I spent time with him.
Really? Talking about
So, how do you have a comeback for that?
You don't have
you
one.
Can't.
You gotta be quiet and listen.
So what I'm saying is, some of the things that our kids are exposed to, the people that are around them, the people that will make their decisions and their judgments, or how they handle what they feel about Bronny or any of our kids that are exposed to different things, our kids have to be mindful for the simple sake of safety.
But they're kids.
I understand that.
No,
but he's 16.
But all he did was like a picture. And so when to me that's innocent as innocent can get. There's no harm in that. It's not like he's out there doing something he shouldn't do. He's doing something that he should do, and it's nothing wrong with it.
I don't disagree with it. I do not disagree with that. But what I'm trying to ask and try to understand is. It is when you have that much of a spotlight on you and the scrutiny is going to be as high as it's going to be, do you limit your exposure in these situations based upon and teach your kids to limit their exposure?
See, I try, like, honestly, though, I'll be
honest. Or do you just let them go?
I try to tell my kid, you're no different than anyone else. And so don't act like that. Don't be that way. And that's the goal. Is to hopefully your kids, regardless of what they have or do not have, you treat everybody the right way. You be understanding and you be kind to people until they give you a reason not to. That's, to me, that's very simple, and that's how you should live life.
See, I tell my kids they have to be aware. You have to be aware because, you know what, bad people are like the air you breathe. There's way more bad people in this world than there are good people. And I don't want that one time. I don't want to have to my life to be totally altered by a one time because my kids were not aware that there are animals out here and how that applies to them in their own lives. That includes their social media interactions and everything.
Hey, you know what? Hey, as sad as it may sound, like LeBron's son. And a normal 16-year-old child, they're held to different standards. Oh,
yes.
And one is 16, the other is 16. And it's looked down upon just because of the fact of who his pops is, who his father is. And it's really not fair to him, but he does have to understand it. But at the same time, he's saying that, you know, I'm 16. Like I'm gonna be a young man. And I want to live as possible as a normal life as I possibly can. And people aren't letting him.
But can that be costly, Plex? Can it be costly to his well-being and to his welfare?
He can't change that. Our kids, it's different. When we're talking LeBron James, he can't change that. You don't choose your parents.
But you can limit it.
He's an athlete. It's almost he's an athlete.
You can limit it by not exposing yourself that way.
The only way it can be limited if you just tell it to him time and time and time again until he's blue in his face. You can't limit him from making his own decisions. You can try to, you know, tell him over and over, but he's still going to make mistakes and he's still going to do those things. And really, the only way to prepare your child for a Bronny James and situations like this is to go through it. You can tell it to him 1,000 times.
Experience is the best teacher.
But he can only learn from a situation where you tell him over and over and over again if he goes through it. Like, I can tell my son something, you know, he's going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen because I've experienced them. But he's still going to want to, like, you know, my dad told me this.
But
let me see if it's true.
It's that one time. Like, I'll give you a great example. It's that one time where you're saying, okay, he's just being a kid. He's just experimenting. He's just seeing what's going on. And then he makes a move. He makes his decision. And say he goes to hang out with one of these people that he's able to slide in to the DM and go meet up with him, right? Now, where I come from, he's a target. Where you come from, he's a target.
Yes.
Plex, where you come from, he's a target. So in those moments of it's just allowing him to be a kid, in my mind, you know what I'm thinking? That girl, he's going to be hanging out with that girl. I don't know my son is hanging out with that girl, right? But it happened because he's being a kid. And it changes my life. Because you know what? He's a target. Somebody done ran up in there. He's in a compromising position. Somebody done took a video of him. Somebody done took a photo of him. They done robbed him. They holding him for ransom, whatever it may be. And to some, that might sound outlandish and outrageous. To others, I've seen it happen to much lesser people. I've seen it happen to much lesser people. I've seen it happen to adults where shorty get the dude back. They go to a spot. He's in the bed. They chilling. He's in a compromising position because he's booty butt. You know what I mean, right? And then that door opens, and two or three dudes walk in talking about, have a good night. Have a good night.
Hey, man, hey, let's hope that nothing like that occurs. But
you know what I'm saying. It's more likely to happen. It's more likely to happen.
I know what you're saying, man.
I don't want that one time in my life. I do not want that one time with any of my kids in my life.
Nobody wants it. But what the young man did, is nothing wrong with it. You know what? It's not going to be the first time that it happens.
I get it.
This is not going to be the first time it happens.
But is it more about getting him to understand what the level of exposure to him is? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
He knows.
But maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't fully comprehend how much exposure he's living with.
Yes.
Hey, do you think he doesn't know his father is a global icon?
Yes, he does. But maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does not comprehend what that means.
No, he.
Maybe he doesn't comprehend how that applies to him.
Yes,
it's a possibility.
Look, the guy gets on social media and gets millions of followers right away. He understands.
Yeah, but that to understand that you can get millions of followers versus comprehending exactly what you represent and how that is in correlation to your dad, it could be very different. That could be a very different mindset and understanding.
I don't know LeBron, but him and his wife seem like down to earth people.
This isn't about it being an indictment on how they're parenting.
So, but I truly believe he gets it. Like he played basketball at Sierra Canyon. He didn't play much as a freshman. And somebody that felt they were entitled should be starting. I should be doing.
Well, they did give him MVP of a tournament he barely played in.
And so
just gave it to
just
him.
That within itself.
Just give it to him. Put it in the bag. Just put it in the bag, TJ.
Hey, at the same time, man, this young man understands what his exposure is. He plays on national television and high school basketball. Trust me, he knows and he understands that. Normal 16-year-old kids don't get to experience that because who their father is. You know,
right.
My dad is LeBron James, so they're going to put me on television.
Hey, Plex, be safe out there and make sure while you're being safe, you do it in a Mercedes, all right? Hey.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you're about to understand it in 1 second. Make sure you guys tune in to Up On Game to hear the wise words of one Stretch Armstrong, otherwise known as Plexico Burris. You can hear that on Saturdays. By the way, TJ, you're on that show too, but the way you're going to get there, how you going to get here, huh?
You ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes?
Yeah.
Drive a Mercedes-Benz and find out. They offer a variety of vans, like the durable Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle. Mm. With options like blind spot assist and active lane keeping assist, plus MBUX voice command technology for directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. Now, what better way to go the extra mile? Then in your very own upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you could win by entering Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes. Just head to foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com to enter and get official rules for a chance to win a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van equipped with TVs and wood pellet grills. Get all the information and entry details at foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com. Sweepstakes in January 24th, 2021. Mercedes-Benz vans. Some equipment described is optional.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the smooth sounds of being in love with Mary Jane. She is my main thing. Yeah. Feel good time. Yeah. Go ahead, put your hand up. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's the Dan Patrick Show.
We're going to have to play this New Year's Eve. Get us in the groove. We're going to be bumping this.
It's the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah. With LeVar Arrington and TJ Hushmanzada. Hey. You just heard from Stretch Armstrong,
my
Plexico
man been
Burst.
Getting us with the music this morning, though. Keeping us vibing.
Yes, he has. They was back there jamming, too. All right. It's been some interesting conversations looking at what we got going on. We do have some sound on a different topic that we want to get into, but first, I want to take some of these callers because I'm getting some like real blowback at me on social media as if there's no reason why I should have any type of questions. Or listen, I read the report, so if you want to say it's cheap reporting, let me just say I'm not a reporter. So if you want to call me a cheap reporter, like, you know, kick rocks because I'm not a reporter. I'm a personality, and I'm a personality that's entitled to an opinion. So if I don't get it all the way right on something that I'm reading to you, then you know what? Call in. You have every right to. In fact, the number is 877-996-6369. Call in. If you're valid, you'll get a valid ding. If you're not, I will flame you on live radio. So let's pull on some callers, TJ. Manuel. Did I get that right, Manuel?
Oh, Mr. Arrington, of course.
What's going on, man? From Gardena?
Hey,
what's going
on? Let me tell you guys, man, and let me tell Don Martin, this show with you, TJ, and Plaxico needs to be on daily. If you guys want to, you guys should be on AM 570, man. You guys are giving the message that men need to hear, men of all colors, man. And I can't appreciate it anymore, my man. And I remember you as the number one pick out of Penn State.
Yeah.
All that stuff, man. Wreaking havoc, TJ, yeah. Side by side with
Ocho.
Ocho Cinco. Man, 80 receptions, good for 1,000-plus yards, you know what I mean? And Plex, man, Super Bowl legend. And one day, I'm going to call you guys on Saturday because me and Plex are going to get into that elevator incident.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. But, hey, man, I love what you guys are doing, man.
Thank
and
you.
All the haters are going to hate, man, but you guys keep doing this, man, because I swear, you guys are inspiring me, and I know you guys are inspiring a lot of men today, man.
Appreciate
great job.
That.
Manuel,
you.
Appreciate
great
your brother.
You,
stay
Manuel.
Care. Happy
nah,
New Year.
Nah, man, love you guys. Yeah, I'm going to be listening royally on Saturdays, 9 to noon, baby.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Appreciate that. No, we did not have that planned. I promise you. That's just pretty cool call. Wow. All right, let's take another one. Let's go to Minneapolis. Andrew, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, y'all?
It's got to be
DJ, LeVar.
Right.
Sorry I couldn't get a hold of Plaxico.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout-out again. This was not planned, y'all. Just want to give a shout-out to y'all. I'm a mail carrier.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know how long y'all been doing up on game, but I thought Saturday was the first episode I heard. And I thought it was real cool what Plax did, coming out and, you know, putting people up on game about, you know, what his struggles in the NFL and, you know, his advice to Haskins. I thought that was real cool.
Yeah.
I had a few questions.
Okay.
I saw you had Warfel on.
Yep.
Cotton Bowls tonight. I'm a Florida alum.
Okay.
So I wanted y'all's take on the Cotton Bowl tonight.
Hmm.
Florida's out a few receivers.
Their best receivers.
And then, yeah. And then also I wanted to ask, where do y'all see the Kyles going, assuming that Kyle Trask declares for the draft? And since we got two wide receivers in the room,
now,
there's
not,
a lot of hate.
I'm not a wide receiver in the room.
Oh, Plaxico. My bad.
No worries,
Plaxico
no
already left.
Yes, he did.
But since we got TJ, there's a lot of hate on Twitter about, oh, Kyle Pitts is really a wide receiver. He's not really a tight end. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see him being more successful in the league as a tight end or a wide receiver, or kind of a hybrid of both?
I'm going to answer your question while you listen to this off the air. Kyle Pitts, what is the best tight ends in the game are pass receiving tight ends.
Correct.
So if he's a receiver,
he's all right.
Great for Kyle Pitts. He'll immediately, if he can do what he did in college, be considered one of the better tight ends if he can replicate that in the NFL. So call me a receiver if you want, if I'm a tight end. That's what I want. That's actually a pat on the back. Kyle Trask should probably be drafted somewhere in the late first, early second round, in my opinion, and he should leave. And with your best players not playing in the Cotton Bowl tonight, it's going to be tough for you guys. I love football. I'm going to watch it, but it's going to be tough. Kyle Pitts and I believe the Grimes, I think that's his name. If you don't have those two guys, it's going to be tough, but I'm still going to tune in and watch.
I think when you look at the preview of it, they're playing Oklahoma. They're playing the Sooners tonight. They're evenly matched, but I think this one comes down to strategic
approach. When you're
approach.
Missing your two best players, Oklahoma should win this.
I don't disagree, but while I don't disagree, I will say in college football, more specifically than any other level, in college, you should be able to put somebody else in there, and that person that comes in should be able to do, I mean, maybe not at Oregon State, but at most colleges that have, you know.
Hey, they keep taking shots at my school, Gavin. I told him and Plex, my best year in college was better than their best year in college.
Let's not do that again.
I finished top 10 in the Heisman ballots.
No,
we had the number one and number two overall pick in the NFL. Draft
okay.
That year.
You have
that.
The number one and
Stop
number two pick. What was y'all record? What was y'all record?
We lost what, three games?
That and
we
the number one games. And two pick.
Yeah.
We didn't have nobody that, in the that, first round and we lost you, one game.
That tells you the level of competition that we were going against.
You guys
not,
were in the Big
that,
Ten when everybody was slow.
Settle down just a little bit.
There we go. There we go.
But that was you, for Jerry. You. That was for you, not for me. That was for you.
No, three games.
Here's the problem that Oklahoma could possibly run into is the speed of the overall speed, the team speed. They have great team speed on defense.
Hey, y'all
and
remember
on
this.
Offense.
Y'all remember this. Right. Oklahoma is going to win this by 10 points with Kyle Pitts and Trayvon Grimes not playing. They'll win by 10.
Florida's going to win the game. And I'm only saying that because TJ picked Oklahoma. Yeah. There is no real educational stuff behind it. It's just I'm going against TJ. Aaron in Southern California, what's going on? You're on Dan Patrick's show.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. LeVar, is that your last game in Dallas?
All right. Jeez, I hated that.
I know. But I got a couple of things. First, as a parent myself, we have to protect our children. I know Bronny's dad is famous, but there's a lot of rich, famous dads out there, and we know nothing about their children. He shouldn't be on social media. But bottom line, he's a child. Protect your children.
You know, I didn't say that, Aaron, and thank you. Appreciate the call. I didn't say that, but I got to be honest with you. I was thinking it.
I disagree. You can't shelter your child from the world.
But is it sheltering, or is it making sure that you prepare them? If you're making mistakes,
if you say
or possible mistakes, like getting caught with like fire coming out of your face, stuff like that. To me, that says you're not mentally and emotionally prepared to be on a platform that big.
Let your child be a child. If you've raised him the right way, he's going to make the right decisions. Will he or she slip up here and there? Of course, because they're human, and that's a part of growing and learning. But to say he shouldn't be on social media, I completely disagree, because this is life. This is what this generation is about. As long as you can try to educate him on right from wrong, which he should know at this age, you live with the results because you've raised him.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't disagree with him thinking that there's a possibility. Extreme circumstances sometimes call for extreme measures, and that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to say he should not be able to live as a normal young man to find himself.
And he did.
All I'm saying
he
is.
He did keep him off social media for a
while. He did. He was off for a while.
He
was off for a while. And then he comes back and then we got another one. So, I mean, I'm just saying it could be what it is. Anyway, Rob in Texas, what you got, bruh?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, real quick, I've been a parent for 33 years. I agree with TJ. You can't hide your kids from everything. You got to expose them, you know, whatever you think there is. And with Bronny.
So let's take all our kids to strip clubs and make sure that they understand.
Make
sure that they're exposed to it so that they can handle themselves the right way when they get to the age if they decide they want to go there.
Exactly. You got to know this kid. But like on Bronny's case, if your parents, you got to take all the good with the bad. If his dad's famous and he gets all the love and attention, you've got to take the negative too. That's just part of life. That's how it goes. You can't just have one, but they all want to be famous. But if someone talks bad about my kid, that's bad. It's going to happen. They're going to praise him too much, and they're going to criticize him too much. That's just life.
That's
just how it goes.
I could dig.
Also, too, about parenting, I know one guy said it starts at home, and I do believe there's a difference between loving your kid and spoiling them. And what do most parents want for their kid? They want them a better life. So we give them more, right, than we had, and they make them work hard as less, or they don't struggle as much as us. And that's why they have a sense of an entitlement, because they don't work as hard, and we give them more because that's what most parents want for their kids. And even good parents, having good intentions, they do that. So my theory is every generation is going to be a little more spoiled than the last, just because as good parents, we want to give them more, but we don't want them to struggle. And
yep.
We wonder why they think that, because they don't see you struggle. And to me, that goes all the way back to like Haskins, your first point. Was as an athlete, you know, they're showered and they're given all this praise. They don't really, you know, it's maybe not earned or, you know, it's just too much for them. But as a quarterback, too, I believe the good with the bad. They get all the praise when they win. They got to take all the bad when they mess up.
Appreciate
that. More responsibility. That's why they get paid more.
Yeah, appreciate that, Rob. But I will say Dwayne Haskins and people like that do know what struggle is. Everything wasn't just given to them, which is a vastly different idea of what life's realities are for a child of the James family. I mean, let's just be clear with that. There's not very many kids that are going to be exposed to the type of lifestyle that a child of LeBron James is going to be exposed to. So with that being said, there has to be, I don't know, I guess, from a small standpoint, a much more minuscule standpoint of in my life, I know how I look at what my kids are exposed to. Like, it's funny, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at like my social media, King of the Mammals, by the way, TJ Hushmanzada, if you want to follow us. And I'm looking at it and it's like, we're at a vacation spot, not a resort, but a home. And my son is running routes with TJ Hushmanzada in the backyard while our kids are swimming and our wives are making cocktails. And I was being lazy. I was just watching. who has that? You know, my kids need to go shoot at the gym. They go to the gym and they get to go play basketball and they're with, you know, guys that are in the NBA. They're lifting weights with and training with guys that are going to be in the National Football League or already in the National Football League. Your son is running with running routes with rookies of the year, the Pro Bowlers. It's not a normal lifestyle. Therefore, how do you approach looking at what you need to teach them? Because the element of reality is skewed, and not saying you got to be struggle.
That's just in the athletic world.
But that's life.
Yeah.
That's life. That's not just the athletic world. That's in life.
No, I'm saying for that kid, it's in that athletic world. But again, I'm just a firm believer. If our kids are going to make mistakes, we've made mistakes as adults. But if we raise our kids the right way, all we can do is hope and pray they heed those lessons and they make the right decisions. And it won't be every time. Hope the majority of the time.
Josh, Lou, we saw you. Lou, you just dropped. Josh, you're still there. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show. It's a great topic. Let's keep the topics going on. We got a good one. Speaking of Florida versus Oklahoma, we got a good one. Urban Meyer, Let's talk about it. Maybe he takes a trip back to Florida to right maybe some what could be perceived wrongs. You're listening to The Dan Patrick Show with LeVar Arrington and TJ Hushmanzada, missing Plexico, but that's all right, on Fox Sports Radio. We'll get to that on the other side of this little breather.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
You're a trip. Perfect has killed it. You have killed it on the ones and twos today, sir.
Hey.
Take a bow. How you feel?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm going to just nickname him DJ Toony Tunes.
Uh-oh. Okay. All
right. Yeah.
He pulled out the original, though. That ain't the Foxy Brown.
Nah.
That's that original right there.
It ain't the Hill Nah Nah, huh?
Nah, it ain't the Hill Nah Nah. All right. If you're hearing the voice of... Oh yeah. That's why we drop hits. Yeah. Jay-Z. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Foxy. Anyway... I know. We were. Hopefully we were good to you. Some of y'all didn't think so, but it is
what
it is.
Can't please everybody all the time.
That's TJ Hushmanzada. I'm LeVar Arrington. You're listening to The Dan Patrick Show. It's been an amazing show. It's been an amazing journey. We're coming down the tail end of this thing. We talked Dwayne Haskins earlier. We talked J.J. Watt. We talked to Danny Werfel. If you missed anything, make sure you go check it out on the podcast. It always gets podcasted up. Go check out danpatrickshow.com. If you didn't know, there is a big-time Mercedes promotion going on right now. You might be able to tailgate and kick it like you're LeBron James. A Mercedes van, you know, them sprinters, you know, like how TJ be rolling, like the big boss ballers, you know what I mean?
You need it with the big family we have.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. All right. And our last topic of conversation before we get up out of here, I want you to take a listen to this Albert Breer sound that was on Dan Patrick's show yesterday, TJ, and I want to get your quick thoughts and opinions on it.
I have heard something solid on the Jaguars pursuing Urban Meyer. And so I think that there's a possibility that Urban Meyer winds up there. My understanding is there's been communication between the sides. Urban has explored staffing. And, you know, I mean, I think there's the obvious, which is the resources there are going to be incredible. You're going to have Trevor Lawrence. You also got multiple picks in the first, second, fourth, fifth, and seventh rounds. You know, the most cap space in the league. And, oh, by the way, you're going to have an owner who's incredibly patient with you. And I would say one of the things that I did here on Urban that's sort of an interesting twist to all this, you guys know how his reputation is sort of a mess in the state of Florida, right? I've heard that really bothers him. Like, he feels like I won two national championships. By the way, that's more than Spurrier won there. I should be a legend at UF. And what better way would there be to fix his legacy in North Florida than to go and win in Jacksonville? So it'd almost be like two birds with one stone. He takes a shot at the NFL, and he's also sort of able to repair his legacy at a place where he was very, very successful.
Man.
What say you?
If Urban Meyer is a coach at Jacksonville, look out. You get a franchise quarterback, and they have picks and cap space. Me and LeVar were fortunate enough to work with Urban at Fox.
Yes.
And we actually spent some time with Urban just kind of talking football in the green room and going over plays and terminology. And then you walk away from that and say,
I felt dirty. I wanted to go take a shower after I got done spending time.
You remember that, right?
Yes.
We're sitting there just talking football with him.
Yeah.
And
I just felt like all the things that I had heard about him and then found myself guilty of maybe saying at times based off of the research after having time with him. It's like, man, you realize why he had so much success.
If Jacksonville is smart, if they are going to fire Doug Marrone and be looking for a head coach, Urban Meyer is that dude. Like,
I understand the game of football.
I would go coach with Urban Meyer.
Like, he makes you feel that comfortable.
Yeah, he has that it factor about.
Yes.
He does. He certainly does. And then it makes sense as to why it translates to the different programs.
Dude,
that
LeVar,
he's been a part
we were
of.
In the green room drawing up plays.
Yes, we
and
were.
Defense
I
is a
them.
Stop. Yes.
I used them.
Offense.
And won. And won.
Like
they
he drew up a play and was like, okay, this is the play.
Yes.
This is the look we want for this play.
Yes.
And was explaining it in, it's no secret he's had as much success. He had great players, but he was able to cope with those great players and get the best out of them. And that's what coaching is. Get the best out of our players, put them in positions to be successful. Man, that to me is the perfect fit if he wants, as you said, right or wrong, that he feels like happened in Florida.
Yeah. Listen, when you think about Urban Meyer and what he represents, I thought it was a miss not to get him as a Dallas coach. Like, I thought that was a tremendous miss on their part. I thought it was a tremendous miss to, and I know, listen, I know that they had a pretty decent season this year at USC, but man, you had the stage set to be able to get it.
They blew it.
And for what it's worth, shots out to Coach Helton. But I just thought that, man, that's a miss. But if Jacksonville is actually able to put themselves in a position to land Urban Meyer,
they have to do it.
He's had time. He's gotten his you know, he's had time to rest his mind, rest his body. I don't foresee him allowing it to become that stressful environment that he's found himself
in.
You
get more time off in the league, though. College football, the season ends, you go straight to recruiting. So you don't get as much time to your family. The NFL is a little different. And you just so happen, in a lot of people's eyes, to be able to get the quarterback who some consider to be the best prospect to come along in years, in Trevor Lawrence. It's a no-brainer if this is something that he wants to do and they're interested. Wow.
Well, it'd be interesting to keep tabs on it. We appreciate all the callers that came in today with their opinions. We'll be back on Saturday. Again, make sure you tune in. It's 3 to 5 on the Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, we go from – yeah, 1 to 3. Excuse me, 1 to 3.
We're 10 to 12 Pacific Standard Time.
I'd be trying to figure this all out. Up on Game Podcast, but we're also a live show as well. So make sure you subscribe wherever you can get your podcast from. Just want to send a shout out to Mr. Dan Patrick and the Danettes. Obviously, very honored to have the opportunity to sit in for you guys while you guys get a nice deserved rest. Yeah, appreciate Danny Warfel coming on. We'll see you next year.
Be safe.
That sounds about right. Yeah, you're listening to the Dan Patrick Show with LeVar TJ on Fox Sports Radio. Oh, well, you know what? And we have a couple more seconds. So, shots out. Happy New Year's to everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.